Drink a beer so good today makes yesterday jealous. This is the Perfect Pour.
To the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about some beer releases that you might want to look out for and that we are looking out for. We're going to give cheers to people. That's always fun. Even if your name isn't called, it's like, I'm still having a great time listening to these other people get cheers. And the listeners of the show are going to call us about stuff. They're going to say, hey, you should talk about this. And we say, well, maybe. But first, we're going to talk over you. And then we're going to talk about the past week in drinking and some beer culture news.
What?
Before the show started, we had a couple beers like the tailgate. And one of them was donated to the show by the Garage Boys. This brewer, I hate their name because I can't pronounce it or spell it. And that's just annoying to me when you make something that's supposed to be marketable and you can't spell it or pronounce it. Or at least idiots like me can't. The Brewery. West. This is Tahiti Substation IPA. I know they're in San Pedro. Nice. Not far from the Long Beach. Worked at the Vons in San Pedro a couple times. Did a reset.
Yeah, did you do a transfer? Were you cold transferred?
Cold transferring the shelves. Do a restore reset.
Reset,
bro. Move it around. You know when you go into a store and all of a sudden everything's in different aisles? You're like, why'd you move it? Where are the beans? Where are the baked beans?
Where'd you put the beans?
Now they're on aisle 5, sir.
Well, I just got used to it. And now you moved everything.
My whole day is off.
Yep. I was that guy that messed up your store.
Damn you.
It was a very good beer. I'm still enjoying it.
A good
IPA. And then we had the old school Portland Mirror Pond Pale Ale from Deschutes. Classic Oregon Malty Pale. It's a well-made beer, always a well-made beer. It's just, you know,
once upon a
it's
time.
It's an Oregon Pale.
That was a hot bomb.
Oh yeah. You're just like, "Whoa, Mirror Pond, man, on the edge, living on the edge of hopness." Like, now it's like, jeez.
Sierra Nevada, like a killer.
So there. What did you think of these, the Bajabrujas?
Very nice.
Liked it.
Yeah. Good beer. Thanks, Scratch Boys.
It's good beer.
I don't know where we got the shoots from. Somebody just like, here, have some the shoots.
Samples.
The shoots guy was coming through Fresno. Said, here.
There we go. That's a good story.
Drink some
Let's stick shoots. With that.
That's the one. That'll go down in Perfect Pour legend right now.
Yep.
All right, guys. We need something.
Yes, we do.
Something fresh.
Freshies, please.
Only freshies, man.
I love gold.
So, speaking of Deschutes, ooh, can I segue?
Sure.
Okay. Speaking of Deschutes.
Never ask to segue. Just do it.
They are taking a knee on their relationship with Virginia.
Wow. So. Oh, everyone from the West Coast that opened up stuff east are just like, yeah. Maybe we shouldn't have done that.
So they had a 5.5-6 year timeline. Back in 2016, they announced that they were going to purchase, what was it? I have it written in here. 49 acres to open a brewery that out the gates would or scale up to about 200,000 barrels. So I guess fast forward from 2016 to 2018, the deadline for them to purchase the land is coming up in May. they said that they still plan to buy the land, but they're going to forego or just kind of get rid of some of the incentives that they were going to take. Because, you know, sometimes you're a company that comes to a new destination, the towns and the governments that want to help you out be like, hey, you're going to bring business and bring jobs. We'll give you incentives and stuff. So I guess those incentives and discounts and grants and all that stuff, most of them had a deadline to where you have to be open and operating by X amount of time after it happens. So they kind of said, yeah, we still want to buy the land for $3.2 million, the 49 acres, but we still want to open a brewery, but we still want to have production and everything like that. And they just kept throwing that button there. But they just said if the market continues to be stagnant or decline, that will push the timeline out further than 2021 of the brewery being open. So if everything kicks back into normal and it starts increasing and it becomes profitable and all that stuff, they still want to break ground in summer 2019, start flavor matching in 2020, and enter distribution in 2021 with that brewery. But it could be, they could just own land and not do anything with it. So I thought that was kind of
craft brewery be over by then.
Yeah.
Well, hey, real estate, great investment, no matter what. If you're a brewery, maybe you should just, you know, invest in real estate randomly and maybe open up a brewery there, maybe not. Maybe just make a little cash.
Mm-hmm. And they did comment that they said that what happened to Green Flash did not disencourage them to build over there. They don't consider all that. They just wanted to have a little bit more freedom with their timeline to make sure that they said that they don't have billions of dollars backing them. So if they're going to spend their money, they want to do it wisely.
Right. Yeah. We're not going to throw a bunch of money in until we're sure, but we're ready to when the time is right.
Yeah. Cause I think they estimated the brewery itself would be over $80 million to build. Or there was like some astronomical number. So I can understand if they were,
wowzers.
Yep.
That's a big number.
Yeah. Well, 200,000 barrels out the gate. Damn. Dust Bowl paid almost 20 and theirs will scale up to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. $20 million for their brewery. That's a big number.
Yeah.
Most expensive brewery in Central California. The Valley, anyway.
I was going to say, what about?
Valley, maybe. That fire
stuff. Going to sell a lot of nachos. Lots of nachos.
Hey, they got a great facility. It's a pretty badass facility. They got more outside grounds than they do inside. The inside's pretty big.
Right now, it'd be a good time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not when it gets too much hotter.
Dust Bowl in Turlock, California.
We are now in our patio weather window.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, daytime.
It was 80 degrees on Sunday.
We're not in nighttime patio weather.
Then it was 60 degrees. What was it? Thursday, Friday, we had 25 mile per hour winds.
Awesome.
Saturday, it was 80 degrees.
There was frost on the roofs this morning, guys.
And then Monday, it was raining and 59 degrees. All right. It's just going to be whatever it wants.
And that's your Fresno weather. The 7-day forecast looks like it's going to be rain on Friday. Whoa, guys.
Uh-oh. Zany weather guy's back.
Speaking of weather this summer, I expect to be kicking back a lot. And that's what the new Bears opening.
Oh, you just made a pun.
We're just full.
And cans.
Full of something.
We're more full than your senior citizen home center. We have more segues than you know what to do with.
Wow, that went a long way.
I tried to keep it short.
For the first time in cans, Drake's Brewing's Kickback.
Did you find this, or was this a special delivery?
Special delivery.
From the Loyo.
Loyo. Drake from Drake's Brewing. Loyo.
They dropped off beer on their way to Coachella.
Carchilla.
Carpuchilla.
Your Carchilla in the desert parking lot.
No poon in the car.
There was several people in what I assume were Subarus carpooling to Coachella.
So Loyo actually was in Fresno?
Yeah.
She said she'd never come here.
Oh. Well.
She did it.
She got off the 99 long enough to say, hey.
Lava. Lava case at you.
Not only do we get several bands stopping and playing in Fresno, going to and from Coachella, we get brewery celebrities like Loyo stopping through. I'm going to Coachella. Here's some beer. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's getting hot.
Sometimes. No.
Looks like, oh, yep, Fresno. Cool. Bye.
That's a great brewery you have there.
Yeah. Good brewery. See you there. Oh, that's where Zach's brewery is at? Oh, okay, cool. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I think that came up in the conversation. They're like, oh, is that Zach's? And I'm like, yep.
You listen.
Then she went,
like, see you later. Where's a good place to get lunch? And I was like, well, if you go around the corner, you can go to Hop PK.
Hop the PK. And they'll be out of beer.
There's no the. Stop PK.
There's no the. Get out of my. You'll no eat here. Three weeks.
It's implied.
Hop the PK.
Dude, when I went to Hop PK, there, I don't know what happened. There wasn't anything going on that week. They had one-third the tap list of the available taps. One-third. Not exaggerating.
I've heard that there's some refrigerators being repaired.
Oh. I was bringing people from out of town, all like yeah, it's a pretty cool place, lots of good beer. And then all of a sudden, there's like six beers on tap. It's like, damn. Well, normally it's pretty cool.
I swear.
Yeah, sure.
This is great.
Mike took it to this lame place. He said it had like 30 beers, and there was like five beers on tap.
Probably out of hummus that day too.
Huh? No, they did have hummus. They give you like a tub full of hummus and like four pita breads. You're like, well, what am I supposed to do with all this hummus now? I'm out of pita.
Give me some other things I could dip, please.
I need more dipping. We did. We're just like, whatever. She's like, cucumber? Yeah.
Broccoli?
Can you dip that? Yes.
Can you dip it?
You dip it? Let's play. Can you dip it?
Yeah, deep fried cauliflower. All right.
Ooh. Sure. And not my first choice, but yeah.
It's better because it's deep fried. What,
whatever conveyance gets the dip in my mouth.
In my belly.
Shawarma end cuts.
Oh, I'm just happy to have this Drake's in cans. It's going to be fun summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guarantee there'll be some picture of the raft and the can and the pool. This are on the Instagrams.
All right.
And I'll say, I'm kicking back. I'm like, yeah, that's the name of the beer, Mike.
Yeah.
I can kick back. One step further.
Man, it's cutting edge of humor.
Yes.
Beer humor here on the perfect.
This is what you're paying for, folks.
Yep. What else, Matt? What else? They're in the culture.
Pyramid wants to continue confusing people.
More Oregon stuff.
They're releasing a berry tart IPA. Disappointed. Berry tart IPA. It is an IPA, a hop-forward IPA.
Finally!
With hibiscus, cranberries, and black currants.
That sounds Scotty B-ish. Mm,
cranberries, though.
Yeah, so I think it's going to...
What other 90s bands can they put in there?
Yeah, the black currants, they're awesome. Remember that one song?
Hop to handle now.
To hop to handle now. This is right here.
That's good.
She hops to angels.
Uh-oh. Mark these down, brewery that's listening. Somebody mark these down. Too off to handle now. Oh, wait. That hasn't been done. Go to Instagram. Go to Untapped. Go to Untapped. See how many too hop to handle now beers there are.
Yes, around. So, I mean... People that go into this, they're like, oh, tart, that's awesome. And they go, oh, hops. And there's other people that go, well, it still says IPA. And then they go drink it and they go,
So there'll be a lot of people trying it at least.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
Yeah, I think that's I think that's the generalized reaction to this beer is people are just going to be like, well, I'll give it a try, and just be like, no.
Does IPA drinker sound like this disappointed? And then the person that doesn't like hops sound like this. That's
is that guess. The discerning?
Yep.
Lamest sex tape ever. But anyways.
You want to see a lame sex tape? I'll show you a lame sex tape.
And then moving on to a story that might make you cry of joy.
Oh, my God.
Sierra Nevada is pushing forth with their next way to have a smaller impact on the environment. So they have decided that their brewers use a lot of nitrile gloves. And that they're nitrile gloves. Yeah, they use nitrogen gloves. Cool.
That only use nitro gloves when I'm brewing.
Nitrogen cooled gloves. They've decided that there is no accurate way to mix, like recycle them in a mixed format. That if you want to recycle nitrile, it has to be on its own and goes through its own process. So they have teamed up with
Up with this really cool people.
Oh, Right Recycle, as in Turn Right. Right Recycle. Mm-hmm. And so since they've paired up over, I think it's just 2 years now, they've saved... This article was kind of weird. They've saved over 6,800 pounds worth of nitrile gloves from just going out to the landfills.
And that's a lot of work, it sounds like.
Yeah, so it's a lot of gloves. And for interesting measure, they decided to say that's over the weight of 450 bowling balls. That's their comparison.
That's heavy for gloves. Yeah, yeah, that much gloves. It's pretty freaking heavy.
Yeah. And so they also gave some descriptions of what would happen with these gloves, where they'd be recycled into pellets, plastic pellets, that they could then use to create items and things that they decided. I don't know if they're like foreshadowing like Sierra Nevada's new gift shop or, but they said flower pots, totes, lawn furniture. Bags.
I'll take a Sierra Nevada lawn furniture, some sort of lawn furniture.
But would it make you feel better if it was stamped saying this was made using recycled gloves?
Sure.
Yeah. Like your next beer as cooler.
As long as they're only Sierra Nevada gloves and not doctor's gloves.
Ooh.
Right. Like this used to be, a brewer used to use these, not some... You know, proctologist.
Hey, ass man.
Hey, ass man.
So I thought that was an interesting thing that they decided to reclaim and recycle. But I guess there's now a market for it.
I would just assume you put gloves in a recycling bin and not worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
They said if they are separated out, they can be recycled. But you can't just grind them up with any old plastic.
Kind of like batteries, you're supposed to put them in Ziploc bags before you put them in recycling.
No, that was a fine time to tell us.
Sorry, bro.
Even though battery acid eats through?
Oh, no. The plastic bag, it's like, you can't get through that.
Try and get out.
Try and get out, battery. Get out. That's what I say when I put them in plastic bags.
You know how many plastic bags I've struggled to close? Why would a battery stay in there? Come on.
Oh, it'll stay in there.
So those are my news things.
Those are your news things.
He's dead. Ooh, yeah. Like that sound.
I love
now gold. We have new beer things.
Look at that, 16 ounce. Oh, I have the same two glasses. One's for a dump glass and one's for drinking. Uh-oh.
Is that from our buddy Gabe?
Oh, did you hear that? That's 16 ounce. That's foamy.
It was a deep pour.
Gabe, Colorado beer from a Weldworks Brewing. What is this Matt.
Black Forest Cake Stout. Milk stout brewed with lactose, black cherries, and milk chocolate.
For some reason, wow. I thought you were going to say Black Forest Ham.
And Black Forest Ham.
This will be a good one to just kind of keep out and cleanse my palate for the next IPA.
This is a warmer. You let this one settle.
Mm. Feels like it.
That's not bad.
Wow. Your voice went up. You're lying.
No, not bad. Mm.
I think
berry? That blackberry. Yeah, I'm getting that.
Black cherry.
Black cherry, sure. That's, yeah.
I think that's the best.
That's what it
said. Yeah, that's what I said.
I think that's the best cherry flavor I've had in a beer. I mean, even like cherry cough syrup isn't the worst thing in the world to me, but I think that's not bad as far as not tasting medicinal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not a bit.
Not like medicine.
It's nice. It's good. What do you got going on over there, Nick?
Well, I'm not trying to stir the pot or nothing.
Oh, here we go.
But... if this is any indication, I think things are going to be all right for good old Alpine.
Mm.
So, ex El Perro.
You got some dirt. What's the dirt?
Fellow listener, he sends us a picture of a beer, a collab with San Diego's Fall Brewing and Alpine's Pat McIlhenny. Is that how you say his name?
I believe so. McIlhenny. I've heard it so much lately on... SC Beard Talk and 3BZ, yeah. I would think I would know.
So they probably already talked about this then.
I don't think so. This isn't sounding familiar.
They even gave themselves a celebrity mashup name, Fallpine.
Oh.
And so they're doing a triple IPA coming in at 11.5%.
No.
Yes, please. I will take this.
Single nighter.
So I'd...
Personal
beer fest. But I'm thinking this will be how Alpine survives, is they'll just keep hopping doing collabs.
Doing a ton of collab.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take. Like, I'm trapped in this deal, but if I do all these collabs, I'm sort of going and doing what I want to do in a way, but... without the green flash label.
If you do it more than once, it's called gypsy brewing.
Wow.
Ah, gypsy. I'm a gypsy.
Yeah, because 3BZine sort of put it in a little bit more perspective of me. Because I was, after listening to SC Beard Talk, because SC Beard Talk, 3BZine, these are the guys I listen to for all the green flash Alpine stuff the past few episodes. SC Beard Talk episode was like, you know, they even had that guy on from Alpine. And it was sort of like, I came out from listening to that, I came out of it like, well, I'll drink Alpine. I want to support those guys. But then 3BZine was like, hey, you know, you can't not, if you're going to support Alpine, support Green Flash too, because those employees are the same basically right now, and you can't say like, oh, I'm not only going to drink Alpine, not going to drink Green Flash. It's sort of really just a one or the other. So either you just don't drink Green Flash / Alpine, or you drink them both, support them both, and because it's the money's event going to the same ownership.
So this is Alpine the name,
yeah.
Not Alpine the guy.
Yeah, they're right. As we were talking now, it seems to be different every week. But yeah. So the bad people from the Green Flash, they formed that LLC that bought Green Flash back.
Yes,
and which still includes Alpine.
Mm-hmm.
The hope is that they'll eventually sell off the Alpine side, like, so Alpine can go back to doing what they do on their own or something like that. But at this time, Green Flash or Alpine still under the Green Flash banner, and that Green Flash banner is ultimately owned by people that screwed up Green Flash and Alpine.
Yay.
So, you know, do with it what you will. They're still technically independent beer. They're just owned by an LLC that's some jerks, I guess, basically. So
jerks.
I've sort of landed on the thing where I'm just kind of like, I don't, you know, I'm not going to seek out Green Flash. I'm not going to seek out Alpine at this moment.
We don't have that trouble because I haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's not that hard. It's kind of hard to get now here in town. So it's not like a
There's big choice. A Duet six packs at a Whole Foods.
All right.
Whoa. So, yeah, I'm not going to worry about it, but I'm going to monitor it. See if the Alpine, like these collabs you're talking about, I'll be all about that. Wink, wink.
Winka, winka.
Want to send us some beer? Good try. What else next?
Sorry. All right. That's all right. That's quite all right. Logging in. Going to Safari.
Don't lock up on Nick while he's doing culture.
So, one of our favorite things ever is when a band lends their label to a beer.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's not one of our favorite.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Well, sometimes. Right.
Sure.
Deftones beer.
Deftones beer.
Still the crowd favorite.
That's worked out so far.
Mm-hmm.
Motorhead.
I don't think that's a bad beer.
Which one?
We've had it before. One of them.
The Motorhead beer?
Mm-hmm.
How did we get this?
I don't know. We had it, though.
Road Crew beer? We have Road
No,
Crew?
We haven't had that.
Okay. So this is brewed over in England, and an American brewery, Arcadia Brewing,
is going to now... What are you brewing here? What are you
brewing here?
Arcadia?
Arcadia.
SoCal.
No.
Yes?
Nope.
NorCal.
Nope.
Bay Area.
Nope. Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, been there. You live there, Mikey?
Oh, yeah, no, but.
Okay. Where all the metal bands stop.
Yes. So they're going to take the recipe and brew it here. So now I'm wondering, what is a European IPA converted to an American IPA going to taste like?
Samuel Smith's?
Probably.
Maybe. Like that Guinness. Didn't Guinness try to do like some sort of IPA? Right? They had like the Nitro IPA.
Yeah. They did. I'm trying to remember. They did a white can. What was that? Was that the IPA?
I think so. Never had it.
So Road Crew beer is perfect for all rock, beer, and hop heads and goes down especially well whilst listening to Motorhead at a wonderfully obscene on-killing volume.
On-killing volume. Is that louder than 11?
This must be louder than 11. bottles, cans, kegs, and even a cask.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that cask.
Cask brew.
Dominic Cosper.
Kalamazoo. Alabama.
Just kidding. Oh, yes. Next year, Matt's again. So that's all your culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's check in on the fridge, Mike.
Bean culture. Oh, where's the bean culture?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get that can of Bush's barrel aged.
Bush's barrel aged beans. Hey, I'd put it on the barbecue.
Oh my gosh, so much freaking beer in here.
Shh, we don't have any beer.
No, what are you talking about? We sure could use some more beer sent to us. We're not overflowing with beer. Somebody send us an extra refrigerator. Can we get a refrigerator deal? A Frigidaire sponsorship or something? I want those glass door refrigerators. Those are so badass. But they're expensive as fuck.
Yeah, Craigslist that shit.
Expensive as fuck. As we listen to Matt's he's really trying hard. HomebrewCon is coming June 28th through the 30th. We were invited to apply for press passes for this event by the event holders.
It only took us 5 years.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we get more of that. Fridge mic off. More beers are optioning here at the show. Oh, man. Not mess around.
I thought you guys were complaining about
me.
Just complaining.
That's what we do best. Whine about things we don't want
homebrewcon.org. You want to go to HomebrewCon this year. It is in Portland, June 28th through the 30th. Might try to go with this.
It's my favorite kind of con. That means I don't have to dress up differently. They'd be like, oh, dude, good costume.
costume?
This is just me in my everyday life. Mm-hmm.
I naturally look this good.
New beer entering the show. It is local. We're drinking local House of Pendragon 5th Anniversary Double IPA.
First.
There's a hop sitting on a Game of Thrones style
can
throne.
Release.
First can release for this. This is a donated to show by Matt.
Cannot believe this is not
Bearded
hazy.
Brewer 87.
Oh, but they. So
it's
they,
looking malty. It's looking pretty dark.
So take a sip of it first.
Juice.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So they technically classify this as a double Northeast IPA. However, they note that they used 5 different hop variants in this beer. And they also used 5 different yeast variants in this beer. So who knows what you're tasting?
Ah.
They didn't say if they used 5 malts. So that's
5 row.
Yeah, come on.
They used 5 row. I could tell.
What was it? They had 2 row and 6 row. They added so much 2 row and less 6 row that it came out to 5 row, right? It's one of those math problems.
Mm-hmm. 2 two-rows and a 6 row.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut that in half.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you only have 2 nickels and a dime and you got a quarter or something like that.
This is good.
Uh-oh, Mike. The rest of this show is just going to be me and Matt because Mike's going to be in the corner.
I got a drink. I'm going to get the hiccups.
No, it is a really good IPA,
this
in my
is
opinion.
Like Jolly Rancher. Fruity.
Drink it already.
Fruity sweetness. Drink it all.
Pounded it.
Done.
Pound it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We got seconds. It's a dipper.
Get ripped.
Oh, 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mess around with the dip. They're like, let's go full dip.
Never go
should,
full dip.
Maybe we should do 7.7. No, full dip.
But so without knowing anything about this beer, I just popped it open. I drank one. And then I took the time to read the can because they didn't really advertise God. It. They didn't really advertise it on just social media it. What it was. They just said it was a double IPA. And you know, I didn't sample it with buying cans. I was just like, I'm just going to buy it. I love the guys, even if it doesn't taste great. And I had it, and I was like, this is good. To me, it almost has a little bit of an apple characteristic, but, you know, like you said, fruity hop aroma flavor to it. But, I mean, it's super clean. There's no off flavors. It's not super bitter. It's not super malty. There's a hop presence. There's yeast presence as far as kind of hazy and whatnot. So I think it's a interesting blend. I don't know if there's too many breweries doing IPAs like this now.
It's got all the
you know how many there
them.
Are? Zero.
It's got all the things.
They're all doing hazies right now.
It's checking off all the boxes. It's done a good job.
There is an Instagram dedicated to nothing but hazy IPAs. Have you seen this?
I'm sure there's many of them. Nick. I see you have a situation there with your moleskin, but you're going to have to get it. You're ready to mark something down here.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a cracker situation.
Yes. My palate cleansing is being.
We have a new, we're talking about, I don't think we had a New Jersey rep. Hedge Hops, at Hedge Hops, if you want to follow him. He has volunteered to be our New Jersey beer rep. He knows the New Jersey scene pretty well, he's technically in Virginia right now, which is next door.
Wait a minute.
But he says he's willing to volunteer to be the New Jersey and Virginia rep. Do we have any Virginia?
We do. Blue Ox is Virginia.
Blue Ox is Virginia. Oh, so he doesn't need, I guess, you know, Jason slash Hedge Hops can be the Eastern. I'm not sure where where's Blue Ox at
in Virginia. Richmond-ish?
Maybe. Okay. So Hedge Hops is volunteering as a New Jersey rep based out of Virginia. So, right. Hedge Hops, when you're in New Jersey, ask him for the advice.
It's official.
It's official. It's marked down, Jason. It's so, you're in.
You're in the book.
You're in. How would you feel... I got this from Worst Beer Blog / Mitten Brew. How would you feel if you're in line and a guy, it's beer line. I'm here for the line.
Line fest.
Big beer release. Can of cases, bomber release.
Yes, I like it.
It's from Perrin Brewing, which I think is, it's back east somewhere. Might be in Michigan or something. Perrin Brewing, a guy third in line, he got in at 8 o'clock. I think it was 8 p.m. the night before. It might have been that morning, but it was a noon release. Third guy in line, he buys. So they obviously had no limit. They had no restrictions.
No rules.
Because this beer release is called No Rules. It's the Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski. This is not. Excellent. There are rules.
There are rules, dude.
No rules. So it is. I don't know what style of beer it was, but it is. But I believe it's not an IPA. He bought 130 cases,
which
totaled 1,560 bottles. At $25,500, he had a truck, like a delivery-style truck that he had pulled up. He bought 130 cases, spent $25,500.
What the hell?
So can you imagine being in line behind this guy that comes in and buys 130 cases in front of you? Apparently, he was... He says he was getting them for like this group on Facebook group, a bunch of people. He was muling for a bunch of people.
That's a bunch of people.
Come on. He has to be secondary marketing this shit. So I'm thinking that maybe Perrin Brewing needs to put limits on come by there. Like, why is it? How do you not put? I mean, I know the beer is called No Rules, but. Like, you got it. That's why you have to put on limits, because of douchebags that do that stuff. Mm-hmm.
How could you ever see that coming,
because
though?
Because you have, that's true. But, like, at that point, I mean, if you're doing a major release, somebody in charge is roaming around. I would go to this person in charge, like, this guy wants to buy 130 cases. You're like, I would be like, no, sorry, man. I know I didn't say anything technically on the rules, but. I've got a line of people here that, like, I'm not going to please one person and piss off 100 people behind them.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to have a second bottle release.
Yeah.
Because nobody will show up.
Like, fuck that. That guy's going to show up and buy them all. So that was interesting. It's on Worst Beer Blog if you want to check it out.
I'm trying to see what they had to say after they had no more beer to sell.
Because, like, I was trying to figure that out, and they didn't really have a post about it, Perrin Brewing.
Oh, so they're
and
hiding.
And then that Mitten Brew that posted it, and Mitten Brew sort of seems to be like sort of a blog / media kind of guys. It seems like they pulled it as well. But Worst Beer Blog still had it.
They had the screenshot.
Screenshot it. So, I don't know. Check it out, Worst Beer Blog. Record Store Day is Saturday, guys.
Nice.
What are you guys doing? You guys going?
Working.
You're not going to go any record store shopping? Any of the deals, the specials?
I wish.
Do you know any specials? Big record specials happening on Record Store Day's special release?
Tower District Records released a list. So they're in on it.
They're on it.
I think that's going to be the spot to go to.
Rasputin's not going to be a spot.
Rasputin will have a smaller selection. They haven't been getting as much and all that.
Is there a third option in town for records?
Yabawawa.
Yeah, Bawawas?
No, Bawawas.
Yeah, there's that.
Boozy woozy.
There's all those records sold at Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And Barnes & Noble, bro.
Record shop. Yeah, Barnes & Noble. What do you, are you going to do any pairings? Do you like to pair? I know I see Matt, both you guys play records. Mm-hmm. Do you like to pair specific music to specific beer styles?
Yeah, I like to have Northeast IPAs and listen to Phil Collins.
Wow, I thought you were going to say fish.
Studio.
Fish would have been a better tie-in with Northeast.
Oh, so good.
Perfect.
I just want a Northeast right now.
Pairing. Got this song. I got to get me a freaking hazy beer right now.
Or Sting and Stouts.
Sting and Stouts. Sting and Stouts.
You know, you put on your red light or something like that.
Oh. Whoa.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa. So.
And then.
Remember, Record Store Day. Saturday.
Peter Frampton and Can You Feel IPAs?
Whoa. I can feel. Can you feel? Can you feel the haze?
Wait, was that not a serious question?
I will feel like you do after this IPA.
It was mildly serious, like they all are.
No, record time's usually personal beer fest time, so we're talking triple IPAs from Revision and
wow,
yeah,
triple IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Records.
Parabola's in town. Maybe time for some Mad Season.
Ooh. Oh. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Oh my God. You can email us a voicemail, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Record something on your phone, and then you just send it out to us. Boom. You've done it. And you can also call 559-492-0542, which is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of Shows. And our first voicemail of the week comes via the email box. And
hello, Perfect Pours, Colin and Janine.
What's up?
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Chicago?
Oh, man.
You have to go on I-70.
It's really far, sir.
Go north on I-70.
I'm in Colorado.
We're having a good. Chef.
We're drinking.
That's
right.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
This is awesome. We've never had to get it before.
Get it.
It's so good.
Virgins.
Yep. Started out at Outer Range Brewing Company, having a blast out there. We drank in a
yurt.
In a yurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys know what yurt a yurt is?
It's awesome.
Sounds like it's like at REI.
Yeah.
It's
really cool.
At REI.
It's Y-U-R-T. Just in case you're Googling it right now, Matt.
Hashtag yurt life.
Hashtag yurt girl.
Yurt girl.
What are you doing, Yosemite?
Ooh, gotta get a yurt girl.
We're at Broken Compass Brewing now in Breckenridge, Colorado. Having
How'd
a great
you
time.
Find it?
Yeah, we're all drinking the chili pepper pale ale.
This is the
chili pepper pale ale all around. It's a fantastic beer. I think pale ale is real good for a chili beer pharmacy.
Yeah, it's really good. And chili we had beer. A bunch of IPAs at Broken Compass.
Is there live percussion in the background?
We had a lot of hazies, but they were good.
Yeah.
Nick, they were good.
What's good?
Sounds like a fun time. Just California fucks hazies up. Maybe,
what?
Maybe you got.
Whoa!
They were better than Chicago hazies.
Shots fired.
I can say that.
Yeah, and we don't know. I've never had a California hazy, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But our hazies out here are really good.
Yeah.
It's juicy. It was juicy. It's right, Mikey.
But we're having fun.
That's we're totally good. Having fun.
Chef from Chicago, and Chef is not feeling the altitude at all.
No.
Sick.
We haven't got up from our bar stool yet.
Everything is fine. We're fine.
Oh, and I'm drinking a Fruit Boot IPA.
Fruit Boot.
Yeah, she's got the rollerblades.
Woohoo! I'm in San Francisco on my rollerblades.
Because that's what they do in San Francisco.
Anyways,
they're blading.
What year do they think
it
is?
Get it and keep up the good work, guys.
Woo! Get it! Boom, boom. Wow, isn't that fun? Their first
maybe they were on the Jungle Cruise. The Chicago Jungle Cruise.
It did sound a little bit like a boom, boom, boom. There wasn't a cheesy jokes beer, a captain, though.
Look, backside of water.
On the backside of water.
You want to hear my Donald Duck impression? It's just a fart. Don't worry.
Don't poop in that box.
Hey, guys. This is Paul from Houston.
Ooh.
It's my first time calling into the show.
What's up, Hi, Paul.
Calling because I heard last week that you had someone who's looking for some recommendations for Dallas breweries, and I live pretty close to Dallas, so I thought I'd give you my
Houston
recommendations. So the first one I'd recommend is a brewery called Deep Ellum that makes some really good beers. Another one I really like is called Community Beer. So those are the main two I'd suggest checking out. Anyway, I've been listening to the show for a little while, loving it. I'm going on a trip actually pretty soon here to Toronto, Canada, and Montreal. And I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that's been to those places and have any recommendations for breweries to check out there. Anyway, guys, love the show. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Paul from Houston.
Paul from Houston, not Paul from Fairfax.
So you have Moosehead?
Moose knuckle?
That's Canadian, eh? Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's going Toronto to Montreal.
Is it Montreal? I'm really interested in the Montreal, because that's where my mom's side of the family, that's where my heritage is from my mom's side. So I really would like to hear some, if we have anybody with Montreal connections.
Maybe. Isn't that on the...
I want to go there someday.
Aren't Michigan people kind of close to that?
Closer than we
Montreal?
Are. Closer than we are.
Yeah. So maybe something gets imported.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Canadian, it does feel like Canada's beer scene is really on the rise and like
barely.
I don't want to say catching up to the craft beer of us, because I just don't know if they were behind it all or not, but it feels like Canada's the growth one of the growth markets right now. U.S. doesn't, it's sort of been a depressing year in craft beer for the U.S. It seems like everywhere else, like Canada and Asia markets, and South America, craft beer has really been blowing up.
So. Where's Red Mike from? Is he West Coast?
I think Mike's in BC.
BC,
I believe.
Vancouver.
Mike, he might be in Calgary, but I want to say he's in BC.
Okay, so he's no
sorry,
help.
Mike.
He's of no help to us.
No, he's in the western side for sure. Yeah, we got any Canadian listeners in the Montreal, Toronto area. We need to hear some recos. If you want to email them.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for a podcast.
And we need you on the list so we know who to reco.
That's some rep. That's
we need rep recos.
That's the job of a rep. One of the jobs of our reps is to give the recos. Even if you can't show up, forget it. You got to at least tell the people where to go.
Yeah. And appropriate times to go.
Yeah. And be like, don't go on Thursdays because the soccer fuckers are there. Sorry if you're a soccer guy.
Sorry.
Nothing
if you're
wrong
a soccer
with the
fucker.
Soccer people. I love soccer, but it is annoying. Like sometimes when you as a beer geek, you go to a place and the soccer people taking it over. It's all soccer people. And you're like, I just want to come here and chill out and have my beer because this is a brewery and I like doing that. But then there's 80 soccer people going all everywhere. Like blah 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 blah, and then Kate. That's what they sound like.
It's an exact, yeah, accurate.
And occasionally buying beer, but usually they're just yelling at the screen and randomly chanting and banging on stuff, which it's fine. I know it makes money for the breweries. I guess it makes more money than me, which is good. And they're cool people. They're good people. Soccer people. But I don't
Once
know.
Once they're done soccering, they're fine.
I don't show up at soccer places and like take over. You don't see like a group of beer geeks show up at a soccer game and just start drinking on the field and just be like, yeah,
woo, beer,
woo, beer. And they're like, hey, we're trying to watch soccer. It's beer night, bro. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Big craft beer event. Yeah. Big craft beer event across the street. And we're all at the soccer game. We're just hanging out. Just a big group of us. Yes. We're watching this big beer event from Europe. I know it's like 12 noon here, but over there it's like 8 o'clock at night, bro. And we're watching this big beer event. You're like, hey man.
It's a beer event.
But it's a soccer arena. Sorry. Craft beer, bro.
Deal with it.
So I'm going to start doing that.
All right.
So I was just doing a little geography lesson.
Ooh, geography. I love geography.
And I just found out Buffalo is pretty much next door to Toronto area.
Oh, my God.
So maybe XL Para will have some.
XL. Maybe you got some Montreal-Toronto echoes for us.
Because Montreal is, so I mean, Toronto's near-ish to Buffalo. It's, mm-hmm. it's sandwiched between Buffalo and Michigan. And then Montreal is more on the Vermont border. But I don't know if we have anybody in Vermont.
We just announced we have two people in Vermont.
No Vermont.
No? Or that was Virginia.
Sorry. Yeah, Virginia. That's Virginia, which is not as near.
Man, you East Coast people, you got a lot to deal with.
We'd also take Maine or New Hampshire, but nope. Okay, good.
Perfect.
USA Marino.
Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber? Whoa! Another guinea.
And we're drinking. Oh, yeah. We're here at the Untapped Seven Cities Tour event. Live at Cigar City.
Oh, we didn't get an Untapped tour event.
Enjoying it very much. Had four beers, a Northeast
Have a fifth.
Hazy IPA. Sorry, Nick.
Nick, fine. I started with Honolulu because I wanted to get a stout because I knew that right after I would have the hazy. So forgive me. I have sinned.
And then I went to Honolulu. And
What you do to her Honolulu?
Cookie stout.
Delicious.
Brown ale, sorry, and farmhouse.
The armistice has been signed.
It's official.
We ran into Greg. He's the creator of Untap. We told him about Port Drinking and the Perfect Pour.
Oh.
He appreciated.
He's however, like, yeah.
I want to mention that That's he fine. Just got up on the chair and told us something very interesting. Apparently, Tampa has the third most check-ins in the country on Untap.
Whoa!
We beat out all four to Steve. We beat out. Who did we beat out?
We beat out Cincinnati. We beat out.
Wasn't it Portland?
Yeah, I think we beat out Portland.
Did he mention LA? No, he didn't
LA
mention
LA.
LA
wasn't in the running.
Oh, they're not in the running. Oh, Chew, I'm sorry, man. You need to check in more, Chew.
Check in more,
Chew. Come on, Chew.
Your contests are great, but apparently your buddies ain't checking in enough. Check them in. Anyway, I think at this point, we can all agree that, you know, Florida's got the best rep.
Definitely.
Shout out to Florida Steve, the Grand Poobah.
Yeah, Florida Steve.
Florida Steve, woo-woo. The organizer of all of the reps here in Florida. We need to have, like, a grand get it.
Seriously.
A grand get it.
Grand get it. Whoa.
This is a get it. We talked about the show. My dad and
what's
in
Matt out for that?
Cider. But we preached as much as we could.
The net out.
As much as we could.
We'll send the mat out.
But we need to have like a grand get it. Maybe
a grand get it.
That way, Daryl, Florida Steve, and us, we still need a North Florida rep. That'll happen eventually. And then
Florida's reps are closer than California's reps.
Oh, snap. What's that? Wait. Fontana didn't have a tour stop, right?
I don't think so.
No,
they had one at Bottle Logic.
Garage Boys.
Nobody they had one at Bottle Logic. I don't know if they
And now my
up.
Dad has something to say to you.
Woo!
Yeah, typical beer guy, bro. Anyway.
Typical, bro.
Keep up the great work, guys. We're drinking!
Oh, and good I'm glad job. That the Tampa reps are everything. They're all friendly.
They hugged it out.
Just having fun. That's good to know. Florida. Look at Tampa. Top three untapped city.
I want to see this official document they signed. Is it just a bar napkin or a coaster?
Yeah. We need some.
What is it?
Blood. Official signatures and handshake pictures. And
yes, blood. The handshake picture. Oh, man. That's great.
I am agreeing to this. So.
What were you saying?
Blood.
Blood? Yeah. Oh, you want blood?
I want blood.
You want them to slice their hands and shake it.
Slice their hands.
Isn't that how all deals are done in 2018?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
1818?
Beer. Mm-hmm. I'm thirsty.
I'm dry.
Somebody open up a beer.
I'll let the brother choose.
I picked a hazy one, didn't I?
Pick a hazy,
oh,
Nick.
Oh, cool name.
You want to tell us what it is?
Oh, no. I'm just going to enjoy this for a while.
And...
Whoa, that was cool name. Is that the mirror name?
Cool name.
Cool name.
And, I believe I just told you.
Littering and...
From Abnormal Beer Company, Simply Different, Bosspor.
Oh, Bosspor. I like to call it Toppor, but that's fine. Oh, Louie.
What's
the matter? Oh, Louis says, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, a moment of silence for the aroma.
Damn it. You stole most of it. Is there any left now?
Oh, no.
Great. So there's not going to be any aroma left by the time it gets down to me. God damn it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, there's not much left.
Whoa.
Whiffed it right away.
Confirmed.
Whoa.
Whiffed it right
donated
away.
Donated to the show by the Garage Boys. Using a snifter glass, would that be called that? Would you call it a snifter?
You have more of a tulip.
Yeah, it's a tulip.
More of a tulip.
Snifter would be like a 5-6 ounce. Okay. Little smaller. Jobber. Yeah.
Still appropriate glassware.
Tulips.
Actually, glass. You have more appropriate glassware than a snifter.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Only drink appropriate glassware.
Drink in or drink of?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Great mouthfeel.
This is just a tad bit more dry than the Pendragon, but it's right up there.
Yeah. It's not as, yeah, it's not as fruity, that's for sure. It's no Pendragon.
It's no Pendragon.
That's good.
Damn, has a kick to it.
11%.
Strong like bull.
We think Nick and I are going to play a percentage game.
Ooh,
I'm going to say 8.5.
Damn you, that's a good number.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Fudge, 7.9.
You both lose.
Damn what? It.
I bet it's higher, huh? Higher than 8.5.
11.
Do you want a second round?
No. Oh, a second round. All right. Da-da-da-da-da. Second round. You've hit the daily double. Yes. I'm going to say 9.5.
Going higher?
Yeah.
You think it's hiding, huh?
I think it's hiding.
Brother?
I'm trying to find that boozies. He's getting that. It's hiding.
Oh, see, it's because I've got this.
I mean, there's a little.
Got this glass.
Resiny thing going on there.
There's some resiny. It's way better on the sides of my palate. What was mine before 7.9? I'm going down to 7.6. I don't think it's hiding.
I might have screwed up.
I don't think it's hiding.
You both lose again.
Wow.
Wow, we're horrible. What is it?
7 flat.
Oh, jeez. I am way off.
Sesh, bro.
Sammy Swanson. Samsonite.
I'm blaming Abnormal. Yeah. I'm blaming Abnormal. You're terrible at beer, Abnormal.
You're terrible at beer.
There's no way I was wrong. You did something wrong, Abnormal. Yeah.
He has many years of podcasting.
Yeah. I'm about well beer. Known amongst the beer community as being like dead on. Beer testing.
Oh, shit. Twiggy's coming in the door. Twiggy, don't impress him. You gotta impress him.
How's it going, guys? Got any new beer for me?
Only drink exclusives.
I rode my fixie over here.
My fixie, not fixie over here. Only drink exclusive beers.
Is that like Zorro, not Zorro?
Yeah. Well, but Nick told me the other day that I don't have it in fixie mode.
Nope. He's a freewheeling.
I don't have it in true fixie mode.
You're just a single speed with one brake.
Single speed. Ooh. Well, I don't want to die. It is Fresno. It's not Portland where they have freeways for bikes.
Which, that path you found on the way back, that little pavement road, that's actually pretty cool. I've kind of discovered that part of town a few times, and I was just like, because alluvial does exist for sections.
Yeah.
And from like, basically from Marks over to Palm. And I was trying to get the furthest back without being on the river.
Yeah.
And make it over to, I think it was Eureka one time or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that little.
Or probably the, or maybe even the pub. Body in the Bog.
No, no, I know which way to go to that.
I know what I'm doing.
But yeah, no, it's a
bike reference.
Biking non-main streets in Fresno. That's what that segment's called.
On the Fresnan.com. Anyway,
right, Louis.
Good beer.
This beer's growing on me.
Even though their percentage thing is
definitely lemongrass. Nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom. Hey, Perfect Pour. It's XL in Buffalo.
What's
now, was there ever any question that I was your Buffalo rep or Western New York or pretty much most of Central Upstate New York?
What did we do?
Somebody else out here that we know of?
Always a question.
I didn't think so. I got it covered, guys. Also, I'd like to volunteer as historical San Diego rep. So if anybody ever, like, invents a time machine and goes to San Diego in 2004. Stop by O'Brien's Pub. I'll be there having a pint of something hoppy. We'll have a get it.
Like Marty goes there.
Cool. Also, since I am in Buffalo and it's still frickin' snowing in Buffalo, I think I can chime in on the snow shoveling beer that you've previously talked about.
All right.
I think there's one simple answer that nobody really latched on to so far. The perfect push snow shoveling beer is Yeti. I mean, come on. It's the perfect beer. Mm. You know, of course, if Yeti, barley wine's great. Bigfoot gets right in there, too. But, I mean, I think Yeti was the obvious answer to that. So all that's right. About all I got for now, guys. Have a good day. I'll have a new package for you soon with some tasty stuff.
My God.
Cheers.
Sorry. Cheers. Son of a bitch. Edit that out.
The soundboard just did a tangent.
The soundboard's, it's got a mind of its own.
We need a tangent right here.
It's a bot. It's not me. It's a bot.
Did you not verify you weren't a robot?
When technology fails you.
I am not a robot. 1 + 3. Oh, shit.
Click on all squares that have road signs.
What if I get this wrong?
Throw the computer away.
Prove that you're a human. What is 1 + 3? Fuck.
Where's
my phone? I got a Nia calculator.
Do I really want to reclaim my Yahoo account or just not? No, yeah. I'll give up on
never
it.
Never mind. No. You are a bot. Sorry, I'm a bot.
I'm just a bot.
Not a person. You do not get to your
Hey, guys. I'll leave it a message. Hey, it's Yellow Circle.
Hey.
Hey, so your little beef with Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, and Rebel, I think your boycott needs to end.
Whoa.
You know, they're a little late jumping on the bandwagon with all these IPAs and hazies and all these other variants.
That's what they do.
You guys lose your shit over all these other beer companies that are putting hazies and New England styles out. So my take is if you're going to have a hazy with other people jumping on the bandwagon, you can't have them either if you don't want to have a Rebel. So I think it's time to forego the ban and let Rebel variants come back to the show. Or at least to the show, at least once, without being sneaked in by Tony Bags. So I wonder what you guys think on this topic, and keep up the good work.
I'm not going to play key of the work. I'm worried I'm going to mess it up now. All right. So, yeah, if you're new to the show, back in the day when Sam Adams came out with Rebel IPA, Lagunitas was still indie beer, and Rebel IPA was an obvious trying to want to be Lagunitas IPA, and then plus the branding was cheesy and bro-y. And
freaking spray paint can.
Yeah. So we're just like, we're not going to drink it. We're banning. We just said we're not going to, we're going to take an oath to not drink Rebel IPA. And we've held to that.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bagg slipped in a variant on us. He tricked us and did it, made us drink a Rebel IPA variant, but we still haven't purchased a Rebel IPA. I think it IPA.
Was grapefruit.
Yeah. Might be. I think you're right. So, and we've held to that. So now that there's a session IPA, do we need to revisit it again? We've done this a couple times where we're like, do we need to lift the ban? Nope. Matt saying no. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna speak for Nick's flabbergasted by this whole thing. You can't see.
He says nope.
He says nope. The ban stands.
Hi, I'm Nick. I say no.
Oh, all right, Nick.
I endorse this message.
Jeez, Nick, like lighten up, man. Gosh. So there you go. Nice try, but ban stays. No Rebel IPA or its variants. Sorry. I know we're all disappointed.
Hey, boys. I hope I make tonight's podcast. Anyways, I've got a little bone to pick this week.
Is that the Florida? The
My bone to pick is with craft lagers. Mostly the point of, do we really fucking need these things? Here's the deal.
Whoa.
I, as a consumer, went ahead and I said, maybe I should give this a goddamn whirl. So I bought myself a six-pack of Firestone Lager, and I bought myself a six-pack Founder Solid Gold Premium Lager. And you know what? I tried them. And goddamn it, you know, they are better than the macro lagers. I will give them that.
Mm-hmm.
The Founder's Lager, I want to say that was a little creamier. It tasted a little better. I preferred that a little over the Firestone Lager. But here's the thing, man. Two fucking six-packs of these beers, that ran me $18.
Oh,
now, what's $18 going to get me on the macro scale? That'll get me 24 Michelob Ultras. I know the brewers want a premium lager because that's the fucking beer they drink when they're working. But maybe the economics of scale are the reason why we just go ahead and let macro have that little piece of the business. Let them have that little piece of the pie. I don't know. That's just my two cents. Second thing I want to get to tonight. I'd like to toast a new untapped buddy, Vansvch, V-A-N-S-V-C-H. Now, this is the Fontana Gym's newer one of the untapped friends this week. But the best part, I want to point out his ratings. And I want to look for standardized perfect pour ratings across the whole spectrum here. He says, 5, that's a drink all day. Number 4, 4 stars, that's a, I'll have another. 3 stars, that's, I'll drink it, no complaints. Okay, 3 stars means I'll drink it, no complaints. 2 stars, I'll drink it, just some complaints. And then a 1 star, that's undrinkable. Now I guess half a star or a quarter of a star is even more undrinkable. Maybe it touches your tongue and then it goes straight to drain pour. Anyways, since you have such the audience and such the pull in the Untapped community, I want to kick it out to you guys to try and give us a little bit of guidance and a little bit of je ne sais quoi on our Untapped ratings. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, the Montana Gym on Untapped and social media. My Untapped rating, I don't think I give enough. I probably don't give enough 5s, and I probably don't rate low enough either. Like
no high fives.
No, I give. I like that guy's rating system of the guy who was his new follower. He was saying that's a pretty good system, but I give too many 4s. I'm just like, if a beer is just like, oh, this is well made, it's pretty good. That's my 4, and it probably should be more like 3 5s or 3.5s or something, but I usually just give it a 4. I just feel like that's like, oh, pretty good, four. And I do that a lot. I don't give very many fives. I don't give very many. I can't think of ranking something below three, even though I should. But I'm just too nice.
What a nice
guy. I'm too nice, and at the same time, I still don't give very very much above a 4.25 or 4.5.
Well, that's, you know, fives are what knock your socks off, right?
Yeah. Knock your socks off.
How many of those have you ever had?
Not very many.
See? So you're doing it right.
All right. What about you, Matt? Matt, how are you on your rankings?
Well, generally, my ratings range from 4 to 4.75. I don't do too many fives. And if it's too far local or too far close to me, I tend to give no rating.
I notice a lot of brewers. I know that Steven Zach doesn't rate. He just leaves it alone and just checks in his beer and doesn't rate him. Oh, a lot of industry people will just leave it because you don't want to be that guy. Like, you're working for a brewery and then you're rating somebody else's beer low and you're just like,
No, but see, how do you get around the low rating because of it's not a beer you cared for? Like, the easiest one is the not my style beer.
Right. Yeah, when it's totally not my style and I feel like I don't understand enough, then that's when I just don't rate it. I just leave it alone.
Because, see, I want that for next time to go, oh, yes, I've tried that before. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
And see, other people take that as you're hating on the beer.
Right.
I'm just warning myself.
You're just telling future Nick.
Future Nick.
Hey, future Nick, don't do this.
Yeah. You've had 2 weeks between this beer.
Yeah.
Your brain has forgotten about it.
You're just like, oh, I think this is good, right?
I like that label.
Oh, look, I checked it in. I didn't say anything. Must be fine.
So that's what I don't think people understand. Untapped is still a little bit personal to where if you give it a low rating, it doesn't mean you hate it. It just means avoid that next purchase. Go, you know, try something new or go back to one you did give a 4 or 5 to.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only beef. I can't give low ratings even though I don't like it because people think I'm being snobbish. And really, I'm just like...
Yeah, what a jerk.
Trying to warn myself.
Final voicemail of the week is...
Hey, boys, I know this is a last-minute Buff Fontana Jim, but I really got to let you guys know. This Red Ripe Strawberry, this IPA from Alvarado Street with strawberries, vanilla, and milk sugar.
Checking out.
It's pretty goddamn fantastic. I really got it. Got some nice strawberry notes. I mean, you can almost feel those little seeds from the strawberry on your teeth. And, you know, I'm picking up some of guava. Maybe that's probably from the vanilla and the milk sugar combined together. But, god dang, that's a fantastic beer. If you all haven't had some, I might try and figure out a way to get some up to you. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I know this is my second call, and I got to try and wrap this up quick. I had some dank and sticky. In fact, I'm pouring one right now. And this call would be remiss if I didn't talk about a beer I had last week last Wednesday when I called in over at that establishment in Santa Clara. There's a beer coming out by New Belgium called HPA. I think it stands for Hemp Pale Ale or something along those lines. Let me tell you, if someone's drinking that, and then they start talking to you, my only thought was, wow, fucking stoner. Because it only smells like weed. Holy shit. Maybe it's a looking out for. Maybe it's a not. You don't want to drink one or two of those and then be pulled over from some member of law enforcement. Because then you've got weed and booze he's going to hang it for. That's the Fontana Jim pro tip of the week. And keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thanks. is a pro tip from Fontana Jim. That's the final voicemail of the week.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
559-492-0542 or email us audio at perfectreportpodcast@gmail.com. I do want to try that new Belgium though.
Yeah, you looking out for?
Yeah. I just won't drive. Fontana Jim says just don't drive. You get pulled over and look real bad.
Love gold. Oh man,
new beer. Entering the show. This is donated to us, and we got a letter on this beer.
Cowbell Nitro.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Good. So one on one. Just want to let you say hey. Hi, let you guys know I love the podcast. I'm all up to date listening. Check you guys out every week. I want to send you a sample of some Pennsylvania beer. It's from Pittsburgh. We have Voodoo Brewery. I stopped there this week and they had a great selection. I figured I would send you guys one of their Cowbell beers to try it out. It's a double chocolate oatmeal stout in a nitro version. So let me know what you think. Please want some stickers. If you want some stickers, we're almost out. We got to order some new stickers. But if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Mikey, care of the Perfect Boar, and it's on the show notes.
It's in the show
notes. The address is in the show notes. Send us a self-addressed stamp. So this is Tom, Tommy V 138 on Untappd and other social media. Tommy V 138.
I wonder if this is Pittsburgh Tom as we have listed in the.
I'm gonna assume, yeah. Is our rep? He's our Pittsburgh our rep.
Yep. We have two. Is it Ted? And then Pittsburgh Tom.
You've got the Bible there.
I do, but I don't remember where Ted is from.
Pittsburgh? Is Ted Pennsylvania?
I will have to expand my notes. Oh,
now we have another rep battle. Rep battle.
Do you have a count of how many states we're in right now?
Give me 1 second.
Cowbell Nitro.
It's a radio term. How many states are we on air? How many states are we on air?
Double, bro.
20.
Wow.
Whoa. We got 20. Nice. Feels good.
Feels good. That's just states, though. We have more reps than states because some
only
states,
care about the states, bro.
Like Florida, yeah. Have
well, asking skates, states,
you know, 12 reps per state.
There's always a rep. There's always a rep somewhere in Florida roaming around. I like this beer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting initial flavor.
Yeah, it is. Like the front is crazy weird.
The milk settles in on the back end, though.
Hmm. It's hiding the double. Oh, it's double chocolate.
We're in 2/5 of the United States.
Yeah. Perfect pour in 2/5 of the United States.
I like that.
2/5. Looking out for beers. When I go to Marin this summer, I got to talk to Paul and say, is that him doing a female, like a high
you wanna
voice
know.
Back there, or is that a girl? I need to know this.
Is that your lady?
Looking out for beers. Is that your lady? These are some beer releases we are looking out for, and maybe you should look out for too. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Well, I know what you're going to be looking out for when you're in Marin.
Oh.
You're going to look out for your uncle's IPA.
You're right.
It is a bridge between old world and new school.
Old and New School IPA, 7.2%, featuring Citra, Mosaic, New Zealand Raku. Raku, I think that, you know, the little TV thing, the Rokus. Yeah, they put it in the beer. Yeah. Simcoe.
Got a Roku in there.
And then they wanted to say it was Canadian Turo, Vienna, and Cara Hill. I don't know why they had to say
Canadian Turo, eh?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
So I'm looking out for that. I want to know what that tastes
Wait,
like.
Wait,
I
want to know what brewer was it?
Maharin.
Maharin?
Marin.
Marin? Oh, Marin Brew Co. Okay.
Yeah, because you just talked about Marin.
Yes.
Segway.
You fooled me. You fooled me once. Shame on me.
Gosh dang it. You know, one thing I really love is pizza. So when Alvarado Street is releasing a beer, and it's called Slice Joint, and it is a vinyl record being removed as a slice of pizza. It's a double IPA. It's in collab with Other Half. I want it. I don't need to know anything more.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, oh, the brothers have to have this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. It's a record with a pizza. And it's Alvarado Street.
Come on.
It's a double IPA.
And then there's a big Canada news.
Uh-oh.
Canada's just all over the news this week.
Canada
Malt.
Montreal, Toronto. Red Mike.
And now Moosehead has announced that they're releasing their pale ale in cans in the United States.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Moose knuckle?
Good catch. That I want to try it.
Yep. They say that the recipe has been unchanged since 1933.
Uh-oh.
And so they say it was the pale ale that built the brewery, and they notice they say it notes flavors of malt and caramel.
Yep. Could have told them that.
So,
from the 30s.
Let me help you.
From the 30s? Let me guess. Malt and caramel.
Yep. So a 1933 pale ale.
Yeah.
It's coming our way.
It's just going to be flying off shelves. I mean, I already know.
It's going to end up at Whole Foods. You're going to buy a couple singles. And then Thorn Brewing. I don't know. I don't think it's Thorn Street, but Thorn Brewing out of San Diego.
Okay.
They have the Essential IPA series. I thought they were going to go with like essential oils, but I guess it's essential hops. So they have it's kind of like the packaging is all the same, and they said either a sticker on the top of the packaging or the ink on the bottom of the can will dictate which beer you're picking up.
Huh.
So the first one they're releasing this year out of the series, it's called Got Nelson? So Nelson Hops, IPA, San Diego, I want it.
That's all you need. It's like, all the info you need.
Like, oh my God, can't remember what I'm quoting.
Wonder if you knew a guy in San Diego.
Greg! He doesn't like us anymore.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we didn't send him beer.
I did one too many dumb voices. Like, I'm out.
This nitro's growing on me.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. I have no future.
Bearded Iris Brewing out of Nashville.
Is that North Carolina?
Nashville, North Carolina.
Okay.
Right next to Wales.
Wow. Ooh.
Tunnel Vision, double dry hopped with Citra IPA.
Mm. That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mason Ale Works, vanilla bourbon barrel imperial coffee stout.
Could you make the title a little bit longer?
Sure.
Are there other things it could add?
Yes. Chicory.
I didn't hear nitro.
Nitro. No, don't ruin it with nitro.
I don't like when they add chicory to things. I've mistakenly bought in those cold brew cans before, and it's like cold brew coffee with chicory. And it's like, this can't be that bad. And it is.
This is horrible.
Why is there chicory? No chicory.
And for you Uber nerds,
not us.
Not us. We're nerds.
I'm a Lyft nerd.
Uber nerds. Lyft for you Lyft nerds. 450 North has done a punny name for their beer. Hazy Potter and the Brewer's Carbstone.
Wow.
I see what they did there. I don't know if I'm that impressed.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you're a Harry Potter fan, you're losing your shit right now.
What was it called again?
Hazy Potter.
That's 420 North. They do a good job of their branding of their cans. They're all, they're the ones that do a lot of cereal play off of, you know, 90s, 80s cereal boxes.
Gotcha. This is right up their alley then.
Well, I'm looking out for something that doesn't exist.
Nice.
Taiga Sequoia XBA 16-ounce cans.
It did exist.
Where are they?
Where
are they?
They're sold out.
So. Are they going to come back?
There's talk of it.
There's. So you're saying there's a chance?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Nice. Well, I'm going to look out for that all summer long.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
All summer long. Put the ship on the bobby. Sierra Nevada's Hoptimum 2018 is about to come out.
Label refresh.
Or it's out now. Maybe it depends on when you're listening to this. So I'll look out for that. I'm sure Whole Foods will have an end of it. Mm. Or a side stack at least.
Next to that stinky cheese.
Yep. I'm going to stick it over there. Sorry, but Whole Foods, once we lost that rep that was there.
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby Toll.
Once he's been gone, it's just, there's no care involved.
You're not impressed with section. Scott?
Regular.
Not I don't know. I don't know who it is, but it's just sort of just like, it's just treated like anything else in the store. It's not, there's no care involved. It's just like, yeah, put on, here's the SKU. Here, I'm stocking it. Goodbye.
Yep.
I can tell.
Remember one time I had gone in there and there was a can on the single shelf and I was like, cool. And so I picked it up. You know, I had a couple things from the hot bar and maybe like a water, electrolyte water or something like that. Go up to the register and they talk to me. They're like, oh, I never heard of this brewery. Oh, you work for a brewery, blah, blah, blah. They go to ring up and they're like, oh, your total will be $26.52. And I was like, well, I know I spent a lot of money at Whole Foods, but I was like, well, I think you rang me up for the full six pack. And they're like, what?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Now, I had a single beer. You rang it for a six pack.
Yeah. And so they had to call somebody over.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. And fix it to where. So I probably got it cheaper.
This guy's saying this one beer isn't $13.99.
I scanned the barcode and it rang up the six pack. What do I do? Put in the single can price.
What?
The guy with the 12 pound salad is starting to get huffy. Huffy puffy.
So watch really? Out when you get those singles. You may not know what's going on.
If I wanted to buy six pack, I would have bought a six pack, all right?
That's what I always worry about when I see this thing go. It's like, they're not going to be able to figure this out. I already see what happened to you. I see that happening already. I'm like, I'm just not going to bother because there's going to be a whole thing and I'm going to have to decide, am I going to just pay for this whole six pack and just buy one beer? Oh. Or am I going to stop the proceedings and go, wait a minute. Call your manager over. We're fucked here. You just fucked me, bro.
Yep.
I almost got out of here. And I didn't bring a bag in. I'm going to have to buy a paper bag. No. Already. It's already a thing. Or I'm going to. There's several times where I've just walked out with like four or five things just holding.
The cradle.
Yeah, just cradling things walking out of the store. That's what we're like in California now. I think Oregon's the same, I think. We're not allowed, the grocery stores aren't allowed plastic bags. So you bring your own bags in or you buy a paper bag. If you don't buy a paper bag, you just walk out of the store like a homeless person that just stole a bunch of stuff.
making the pocket by folding your t-shirt up.
Yep. Like, just bought stuff. Sorry, I didn't want to pay 50 cents for my paper bag, so I thought I'd take stuff out. That's all. That's all. I don't have a big week. That Alvarado streak, that slice joint looks pretty good, too.
Nice. Looking at that.
And what's next for the show as we keep going and having fun?
Weird.
That was pretty much my favorite drop we've ever done. I
think you need a new soundboard app.
Yeah. You need to fire the guy and work in the morning.
Yeah.
Cut drinking. Oh, damn. What's been happening in the past week of drinking? Fontana Jim says we have quite the influence on Untappd. I'm not sure about that, but we are on there. Mikey Topor, a.k.a. Dorktown, that's me. Bearded Brewer 87 is Matt. And Nick is the Nick 80.
Si, senor.
Follow us on Untappd. And please alert me if you think maybe I'm not aware that you're a Perfect Pour listener and say, hey, so either comment on a beer I've checked into or at me, bro, on one of your check-ins and say, hey, I want to be, make sure you're in the group because I have a group on the Perfect Pour or on the Untappd where I can just look at Perfect Pour listeners' tick-ins. Tick-ins?
Tick-ins.
I just said tick-ins for no reason. In fact, one of our listeners, Nick, the Nick 80, he just checked into Black Forest Cake Stout 8 minutes ago.
That's
look at him. Right. I'm going to give him a toast. Boom. Aww. Toast.
Super.
That's back so east. Super. Oh, the Scotty's up late drinking.
Nice.
The Scotty 91, he just checked into a earlier a Game of Thrones Winter is here from the Brewery Oma Gang. I didn't think, I wonder if that's newer for that. He's been sitting on that. Well, just an example, the Beer Pope is checking into some beer I've never heard of. Stellar
the Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope. So this week in drinking, friend Aaron was in town. So we did, we spent a night of drinking. It was fun. We had a lot of fun. We went to Eureka Burger.
Nice.
Had a Full Circle's Juicy.
Uh-oh.
New England style IPA.
Was it juicy?
It was juicy. He's a fan of the hazy beers as well, and it was the first time he had that, and he really enjoyed it. I remember that. Also, Pete Sports, The Fish. They had that on tap.
The Fish.
I didn't think I'd ever had it, but Untappd told me I did.
What?
See, there's a good thing for Untappd.
There it is.
You'll think, like, oh, I've never had this beer. Nope, I checked into it before. Nice, pretty standard, basic IPA, The Fish, but I'll still recommend it. Had Maine Beer Company's lunch.
Ooh,
that's
yes.
On our YouTube channel now. There's a new Beer Bench video on our YouTube channel if you search for the Perfect Pour, their channels there on the YouTube, or there might be a link, I think, in the show notes as well. For our YouTube channel, you want to watch our Beer Bench videos. There's one beer that I'm going to open up here in a little bit. I don't want to ruin it, so that I had already. And I had an Otra Vez from Sierra Nevada.
Nice.
Awesome can, great day drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Can a little bit spicy sour goes from Sierra Nevada, but still easy to drink. And that's why it's great. And that's why it's fun.
That's why it's great.
Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
It's been more of a mellow week. Been a lot of late nights, so only had a beer or so before crashing out, but had lunch from Maine. I was drinking those at Goldstein's. Had this Shred Sesh. A little bit on draft, but the keg popped, so I had a can backup from Spokeasy while I was there. From House of Pendragon, I've been sipping on their double IPA. Also picked up a Peeper from Maine, from Whole Foods. And then I had some bacon and eggs again.
Nice.
Also a good choice.
Another bacon and egg?
It was on draft at Spoke Easy, so I decided to have one.
Draft eggs.
All right. Then at Katie.
Yes.
What have you been drinking?
Tried the latest Luponic variation, the number 9. Luponic Distortion from Firestone. El Segundo's Hammerland Double IPA. And Drake's Single IPA.
Drake's. Single IPA?
Mm-hmm.
Just IPA?
Just IPA, Drake's. Yeah. Not the Noggenizer, not Apocalypse, nothing like that. It's just good old-fashioned Drake's IPA.
Good old-fashioned Drake's. Well, that sounds good.
It was very nice.
That was all the drinking.
I had a lunch too, but you know, you guys already talked about it.
We all had lunch.
We all had lunch.
It's just crazy now. It's just everywhere in California. Yeah. Maybe beer come. Get lunch. No yep. biggie.
Oh, I had the pale from them too. What was the name of that one?
You had the one with the spicy.
No, it was another. Oh. They had two main brewing company beers at Whole Foods. There was lunch, mm-hmm. and then there was a pale ale.
Peeper.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
That was the one. I just talked about it.
Okay, there we go. I was totally paying attention.
Cool, I don't listen to you either. So,
you know. Oh, man. I'll hear it when I listen back.
I love gold.
You have one in the fridge right now. You'll find out soon enough.
I do. I did. I bought it from the same place. The place you were mentioning. This was one of the beers I had this week because my friend Aaron, who's in Aptos, La Selva Beach, near Alvarado Street, near all the Santa Cruz breweries, and one of them, one of the hottest brewers in California, Humble C, made this one.
Isn't that a band, Humble Seed?
Humble C, S-E-A. They collabed with a Mexican brewer. This is very exciting because there was years ago where we were like, who are the Mexican craft brewers? We want to know. And we couldn't figure it out. This was years ago, but now they're popping up and it's Moreno's. I think they're around Mexico City area brewer. And this collab beer is called Fuck the Wall. It's very political. Don't get crazy. It's a Mexican double IPA with worm salt from Oaxana. And this is an exclusive beer. Okay, it's very tough to get. They sold out of this like super fast. Aaron was very lucky to get this beer. So he was like, I had a choice between bringing something from Alvarado or bringing this. And I think he chose wisely because this is even a little more exclusive than Alvarado. Fuck the Wall, double IPA.
Totally.
Collab beer. Oh, gosh. That's good. Oh, Nick can't have it. It's foggy. Oh,
okay. Never mind. That's cool.
Foggy Devil. Not allowed anymore.
You're just like Jerry Seinfeld in the movie scene where you just throw up your hands like, I'm out of here.
He's on.
I'm out.
You can have it.
So how is
it? You
can
have it.
No, I'm not going to have it.
It's super good.
I wish I could describe it, but you know, it's just got to try it out.
It's all hazy, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's double. It's a collab with Humble C and a Mexican brewer.
Humble C.
Come on, man. Got to do it. Got to be cool.
I know. It's the trouble.
Yes. Be one of the cool kids. Ha, ha, ha. We've got him.
I'm going to dump the rest of it out.
You better not. You better not.
It smells like barbecue sauce.
Listen, don't drink it.
It doesn't make any noise.
It's a noiseless beer.
Noiseless beer.
Wow. Cheers.
Cheers. Emily. Cheers. Cheers. I'm Lucy. Cheers. Cheers.
It's the end of the show. Fuck the wall. Mexican burr. American burr. Fuck the wall. Hey, man, cheers, cheers. We like to cheers all the people we can, especially the golden gods of the perfect poor.
Gilded.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow. The gilded bunch.
Yes. These guys, if you believe this, if you can believe this, they donate money to the show every month. Via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpoor, $5 or more. Some of them even or more it. They're like, I'm going to or more it. And they just donate it to, it's a great website that sort of, that go between the fans or followers of a specific creative person. And it's just a great way that creatives can make a little bit of cash to help the live the dream. And also you get to have give a little bit back for the people that follow you and donate money. And what we do is you can hear the tailgate session before the show. And kind of whatever else, little things we can do here and there to give back. So thank you. Big cheers, as always, to our golden gods. Please, if you can, if you want to, check it out. There's a link in the show notes or patreon.com/perfectpoor. Go. Go. Also, cheers to on Instagram, Hops Chaser. To Martin_A78, Sigil Cam Slam, Augers_Loggers, to Fire Dog Brewing, the Beer Metal Show podcast, and on Twitter, Salvador Anton, the Fontana Jim, Lumber_Jose, and Hoosecraft, Hoos with the W, Hoosecraft. And on tap, the Scotty 91, Jared 6969, PK Nettle, and Christopher Jacob, my new friend on Untapped. Christopher Jacob, what? Who I convinced to go on Untapped. He's been getting into craft beer, and I was like, are you an Untapped? He's like, what's Untapped?
What's an Untapped?
And he's up there in Marin as well, and he even asked, like, if you have a Marin yet. Marin, yep. You got Marin, yep.
Marin, yep.
And I said, well, Paul from Fairfax, of course. and I was like, but I'm sure Paul could use some help. So
backup.
He's up there. Paul's got some backup if you want a friend. He's a brand new Untapper. You got to friend him, man. Christopher Jacob on Untap. He's always hanging out at Moreland's. He's all into Moreland's right now. So he's usually at Moreland's. You might run into him if you like to go there in Nevada on Moreland's. He even met the, he was just hanging out there one day and the bartender's talking to him and the owner of Moreland's happened to be there.
Wow.
And he's like, and they're talking about how he has a distillery as well.
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'd like to check that out sometime. And the bartender's like, oh, yeah? Talks to the owner. The owner comes out and says, hey, man, you want to go check out that distillery? He's like, okay. Shit. It goes in his personal truck, and the owner of Moreland's said, come on, man, let's go. And just takes him down to the distillery, does a bunch of drinking with him. He's like, yeah, let's go. And just hangs out with the owner of Moreland's for the day.
Nice.
Just had no idea who
that's
he was
the way
before
it should
then.
Be.
And just hey, man, cool dude. So there you go. There's some cheers. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, the Nick Eddy. What do you got? Some cheers.
Cheers to Chino Yacht Club. He's on Instagram now.
Oh, like brand new Instagrammer, Chino Yacht Club. One of the Garage Boys.
Garage Boys. The
infamous Garage Boys.
Also, cheers to Untapper, new one, Paul Nattel. I guess
that's maybe that's Houston Paul.
No? Is that Houston? Oh, it is Houston Paul. How about that?
Look at that.
Look at that. Houston Paul. And we cheers, a.k.a. Joanne. She's on Untapped also.
Oh, Joanne.
I can't remember if I cheered her last week.
Cheers to Joanne. Matt, you got some cheers?
Cheers to Joanne.
There it is.
Yeah.
We did do it.
Yay.
Did what?
Nothing. No more about
carry
it.
On.
A.k.a. Joanne. On Untapped. And then Daniel D., which is Dan J. Rocker or Dange Rocker. I don't know which way to pronounce it.
Good old Dange Rocker.
Maybe it's a soft J. Dan Rocker.
Dange Rocker. Dange Rocker.
And then cheers out to our friends over at Full Circle. They announced that they might be doing a little collab sesh with the Belching Beavers.
Wow. Big time. Yeah.
Said they were down. Said they were down in SD, knocking on some doors, being like, "Hey, will you collab with us?
We'll collab.
We're a brewery.
We'll collab. We'll collab for food.
Yeah. Hey, you want to collab? Collab beer.
So,
could you just come inside?
I think they have more of a plan than what they're alluding
really?
To.
Really, I don't know, man. I think they're just walking in, just like, "Want to collab?
We got a van. Yeah, got all our stuff in it."
I can help you pour the hops in. That's collabing, right? Hey, that's collab.
If you take a picture of it.
If you do a brewery tour and you just like touch anything that's part of one beer brewing, you're like, hey, we just collab, right?
Collab.
It's collab beer. You got to put my logo on your beer can now.
Nice.
It's collab beer. No take backsies. Collab.
It's a collab.
Collab.
Write it on the can.
You more cheers?
Those are my cheers.
All right.
Those are them.
All the cheers. Oh, man. We had fun. Would you say, well, what's the best beer in this episode? What sticks out in your head right now?
It's a tie between the Pendragon and whatever this one is.
The Bougie West.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you said
bougie.
It.
You're a bougie.
The Bougie West. Yeah, that Pendragon sticks out for sure. The fuck the wall, really good.
Did you know?
Look, that wall.
The Weld Works, the cake stout.
Well, yeah, stout.
Thanks.
Well,
that Alvarado is not bad, or not Alvarado. Abnormal is not bad either.
Mm-hmm. That was good too. A lot of great stuff. We had fun. And I hope you had fun as well. Make sure to subscribe to the show on any of your podcasts.
You know what, guys? Readers. I had fun.
Good. You had fun. That's what we were missing this week, huh? No Scotty B. No Paul.
Wow.
No Chewy Beer? Was Chewy Beer there?
No.
Wow. See, we did what a little happened? Bit early this week.
Oh, yes.
We went
you're
a little
right.
bit early, so we probably messed up all the voicemail flow. But that's great. We still everything was great. Can't have it all every week. Gotta change it up, man. And so, everyone, be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Subscribe and share. And we'll see you next week on The Perfect Four Sunburns.